Welcome to On the Bench. This is Brendan Sinone. Another day, another podcast, another fun interview set up for you guys. Today we're going to have a current FSU football player on, someone who I think a lot of you guys have probably been waiting to hear from since he arrived on campus. That is Devontae Love Taylor, the FIU grad transfer offensive lineman. Is he a tackle? Is he a guard? Right now, he, as you're going to hear in the interview, he's learning everything for Florida State. And I think what stood out to me about the interview is that Devontae is polished, which you would expect from a grad transfer, a guy who's been around. But he'll let a little insight into the recruiting process of coming to Florida State, how quickly that all really kind of transpired, and also give some glowing reviews about Mike Norvell and the things that FSU was starting to set up this spring on offense. So a guy who's very confident in what this team can do, and also very humble, though, and appreciative of the opportunity to play at Florida State. I think you'll enjoy this podcast. Before I start the interview, though, we're going to have a national commercial break. And as I've done the last few days, I do want to give a shout out to a local business. I think it's obviously very important right now to try to support local businesses. If you are going out, please do so safely and monitor social distancing. And if you are going to be buying food or whatnot, try to support local if you can, because the local businesses are in need of our attention right now and deserve it. So I've shout out the Red Shed, Tasty Pastry the last couple days, Games for Less, which not food, but video games, important in a time like this too when you're quarantined. I think a lot of us have turned to video games to kind of keep us occupied. But I want to put a little bit of a spotlight on Madison Social today. Obviously, if you're listening to On the Bench, you're probably listening to other FSU podcasts, and Madso is a sponsor for those shows. So this isn't a sponsorship. This is just, I reached out to some local businesses that I like and support. Matt got back to me from Madison Social and gave me some information to pass along to you guys. Basically, they're open from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week right now, and they do pick up, they do delivery, they prefer pickup. And again, if you are out, please be safe with the social distancing and be conscientious of that. But you can go ahead and check out their social media at on Twitter, say at Madison Social. You can check out their website and other avenues to see kind of what they have and place orders and what precautions they are taking with the COVID-19 to go ahead and be safe with that. But if you are out, please look at supporting Madison Social. If you're in the FSU college town area, check them out. So without any more delay, I'm going to go to commercial break here. On the other side, we are going to have Devontae Love Taylor coming up on the bench.
The baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found. Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.
All right, and as promised, joining me is Devontae Love Taylor, the grad transfer from FIU who made his way to Florida State. Devontae, welcome to On the Bench. How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. I appreciate you joining me today. You've had an interesting journey to get to this point, to get to Florida State. I want to kind of introduce you to the FSU fan base. Let's start off like in high school, man. How did you become a 265-pound defensive end who turned into like a 300-pound offensive lineman? What was that transition like for you through the last few years?
Well, going into my junior year, I was only about 240, and a lot of schools liked how I moved and like my aggression, but they said I was too light to play guard, and I was playing guard and middle linebacker, and then they said they'd like me at DN, so I switched to DN, put on some weight, went to a few camps, and started getting a few offers here and there. And then I decided to go to FIU, where I redshirted my first year. and the whole coaching staff got fired. And when the new staff came in, they asked me if I'd be willing to switch. And I told them I just wanted to get on the field. And I made the switch and it paid off.
So at that point, when they ask you to make the switch, like how much are you weighing those days? And I guess what goes into the physical transformation to, you know, put on the weight to become an offensive lineman?
Well, when I first got to FIU, they told me they wanted to move me inside. So I got to about 285. And then once I switched to O-line, I put on another 10 pounds and got to about 295. And then once I actually started playing, they said they wanted me at 300. So I just stayed in that 300 range for a couple of years.
So beyond the physical work to add like 10 more pounds, like you said, what goes into learning a new position? I mean, on the completely other side of the ball, like as far as technically, like how did you acclimate yourself to be able to move to offensive line and play it pretty well at a pretty quick level?
Well, I mostly played offensive line in high school, but I only played really one true year at D-line in high school. But when I got to college, it was just watching the other guys, learning from the older guys who had done it before. I'm taking the coaching and a lot of reps.
What do you think you do well as an offensive lineman? Like, what would you say your strengths are?
I think I move pretty well laterally and I'm aggressive.
And for people who haven't seen you play before, for FSU fans, like if they had to go back and look at one game of you from your time at FAU, like that you would say signifies your strengths, that this highlights you're the best of your game. What game would that be that they should tune to and try to watch?
Either the Charlotte game or the Miami game.
I got a chance to watch the Miami game after you committed to FSU, and you know Miami's pass rush is obviously really great. It gave FSU a hard time last year. What was that game like for you? It's against Miami. It's a same city rivalry. You're going against some really talented pass rushers. Like what went into like preparing for that game, and what do you think you did particularly well when the pads came on, and the lights turned on for that contest?
I think that game was just all about showing that we can compete with anybody, and that not even just our school, but any non-Power 5 school can compete with any big-time school on any Saturday. That's the best part about college football. You never know when somebody's going to get an upset. And going into that, we game-planned well. We stayed out of third and long, so it really turned the pass rush down a little bit. And we just game-planned and seen what they were doing the weeks before, seen their pass rush packages and do how to pick it up.
Do you pride yourself on the ability to game plan and to understand attention to detail and to be ready for those kind of sub packages and stuff? Like how would you describe your process of preparing for a game mentally each week?
Yes, sir. Well, I took a lot of pride in making sure the quarterback like didn't get touched. Like that was a big deal. We wanted to make sure he had all the time in the world, even if we had to block for 6 or 7 seconds. Because it started with us up front. We were always that was always preached to us, that it starts with you up front, and he can't get his job done if we didn't get our job done.
That's certainly true. So when the season ends, what goes into waiting for a decision, Devontae, of entering the transfer portal to decide that you want to explore other options? Like how long did you think about that decision for? And then I guess what kind of finally prompted you to go ahead and put your name in the portal to explore those options?
I was thinking about it a couple months before, and then I decided I was just going to stay. But I want to say on the 22nd, my strength coach was fired. And then on the 23rd, I got a call that said my offensive line coach was leaving. And when you're playing college football, you spend all your time with your strength coach and your position coach. Over 80% of my time, that's who I spent with. And so I thought about it. On Christmas Eve, made my decision up on Christmas. Then I gave it the full day on Christmas before I announced it. And then in the morning after Christmas, I entered my name in the portal.
So when you end up putting the name in the portal, how long does it take for Florida State to contact you? And just how long did it take for schools in general to start reaching out to you? I imagine it was, even though it was around the holidays, I imagine it was a frenzy of text or calls or however they reached out to you, right?
Yeah, I got my first text about 10 minutes after, but Florida State contacted me that night.
Okay, so how many schools did you end up hearing from, would you say, in that first 24 hours?
Probably about 20.
That's got to feel good, though, right? Like to have 20 schools at least reaching out to you to see that you have options. I imagine that feel pretty good.
Yeah, especially because I wasn't highly recruited out of high school.
Mm-hmm. And so FSU, was that the, you know, for someone who played in the state of Florida in high school, like to get FSU reaching out to you, what was that moment like when you heard from FSU? And I guess, yeah, maybe walk us through that when you first heard from FSU, how you heard from them, what that was like, what's going through your mind in that moment.
Well, my high school coach told me he was going to try to reach out to them first, and he did. And then I got a text from Coach Norville, and he asked if I could give him a call. So I gave him a call, and I told him pretty much if they were to offer me that I would come to Florida State.
Awesome. Awesome. So how quickly did I'm trying to remember, how quickly did that all happen? So they reached out to you that night. How soon after do you end up committing to Florida State?
So they reached out to me that night. They didn't say they officially offered me until like a day or two later.
Mm-hmm.
And then I told them once they offered, I said, all right, I'm ready to be a Seminole.
What was it about? Was it Coach Norvell? Was it just the FSU name in general? Like what made it to where you were that willing to pick FSU that quickly, like without going to campus? Like as soon as the offer came that you were willing to go ahead and commit?
I'm just growing up in Florida, you know, a lot of everybody wants to play for Florida State, seeing them win as much as they did early on. And seeing what Coach Norvell did at Memphis.
Can you kind of go into like the research process for Coach Norvell? Like what goes into like seeing what he did at Memphis? Like how much time do you spend looking up stats or looking up film during that process? Again, I know it's a whirlwind for you. Like, are you doing research on him like pretty furiously at that point, pretty quickly?
Well, I remember watching him. I watched him play UCF. In a conference championship game, I think it was 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and they were just so explosive. I think they scored like 48 points, and I think he averaged 42 points a game, and that's just like exciting to play in, especially as an offensive lineman.
Yeah, I'm a UCF grad, and Coach Norvell's Memphis offense has stressed me out for like 3 years anytime I try to watch the games. Like, they're explosive. What do you think the offense can do here at Florida State? What do you think Coach Norvell does well as a play caller, and how do you think that'll possibly translate to this level of football?
I think he's a genius, and he brings such a high level of intensity. Like even in walkthrough, he's every position he's quizzing us in the middle of walkthrough. He wants everybody to know exactly what to do and why we're doing it. And the talent we have at Florida State, if you thought it looked good at Memphis, it's gonna look way better at Florida State.
You've been around several head coaches in your career at the college level. Have you ever seen a coach with quite the energy and the attention to detail as Coach Norvell?
Not even close. He comes in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, screaming at the top of his lungs.
That's got to be, as a player, I have to imagine that's infectious. Like that, it's impossible to not respond to that positively.
Yeah, he's a ball of energy. We love it.
So going back to when you committed to FSU, what was that immediate time like after when that goes public? You mentioned talking to your old high school coach. Like, how much were you hearing from friends, from family, when they found out that you were going to play for FSU?
I had to put my phone on Do Not Disturb because Twitter was blowing up, and a lot of people thought I was going to go to USF. So it really shocked them. When I went to Florida State, because my old line coach went to USF.
Oh, okay. Okay. So a lot of
local teammates were like, yeah.
Local people were surprised because I was from kind of where you're from too. So they thought that USF was the likely scenario. So it ends up being FSU and everyone's excited.
Yeah.
So looking at FSU, looking at like when you're doing your homework on them, the opportunity, and I know you have to work for it, but the opportunity for playing time, for the chance to come in and compete for meaningful reps, you know, you have 1 year to show what you can do at the Power Five level. So I imagine you did like a lot of homework to say, okay, am I going to have the opportunity to play? What went into kind of looking at the depth chart, evaluating the spot where you have a chance to make a meaningful impact? How did you weigh that? And why was, how did Florida State kind of fit into that when you were doing your homework?
One of the biggest things was knowing that I was going to have an equal opportunity to learn the playbook, that nobody there already was going to know anything more than I did, because it was a whole new coaching staff and I was going to get to go in and learn the playbook at the same time as everyone else. And that was pretty much what went into it, because if it would have been a returning staff, everybody would have known the whole offense, not had to play catch up.
That makes sense. So what, now that you're at FSU, like, what goals do you set out for yourself when you come to a program that, you know, you respected and really admired and when you were younger? So what kind of, like, what goals do you have individually? What do you have as a team for this upcoming season?
We all pretty much share the same goal, and it's just to get 1% better every day and to raise the standard. But, like, on the first day, our standard was it would be no MAs. The second day, it would be better technique. Third day, no penalties. You just raise the standard each and every day.
I know for you as an offensive lineman, like, it's so tough for the offensive line to – the first couple of days of practice when there's no pads, like, it's such a disadvantage for you guys. You don't have anything to grab onto. And then you get the pads on day three and then spring practice. And how disappointing was that for you in your only spring at Florida State, likely, like, to have it cut short, that developmental time, that time to get chemistry, to bond, for it to get cut short like that? What was your reaction when you found out that spring was canceled?
It was heartbreaking, especially because we were making so much progress and we were finally getting the understanding of the offense. And it was going to be really exciting learning and getting to gain chemistry with the guys I was playing next to.
How can you go about, I know there's no, like, replication for actually being there and doing reps, but how can you in the offensive line go about learning the offense now here in the long off season that you guys have? Like, are you talking to guys regularly? Are you able to do, like, FaceTimes or look at video together? Is there any way you guys can somehow work together away from football?
So we have voluntary Zoom meetings every a couple times a week. And so we meet, we watch film based off what we already did, learn the new concepts, because when we come back, we want to be better than what we were when we left.
And for you, I know your versatility at FIU was on display. You played both tackle spots, if I recall correctly. At FSU, are you a tackle? Are you a guard? How do you view yourself moving forward?
I've been playing both tackle spots, but I'm trying to learn every position on the O-line. That way I can just go wherever I'm needed.
What goes into that, man? I know your experience. I know you've played multiple things before, you know, positions in the past, but to, like, learn a new offense and then learn multiple positions, possibly all five on the offensive line, like, how much studying and how much homework are you having to do for that?
A good amount. It's just all about want to, and I want to do it. So I'm going to make time and make sure that I can do it.
All right, Devontae, those are all the questions I have for you, man. I really appreciate you taking some time out. Hopefully I didn't interrupt a Zoom meeting or anything like that for you. I appreciate your time, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You have a good one.